Lebanon beat Malta 30-14 in their international last night at Belmore, 30-14. Loz has got an hour to go before he goes on leave.
Look at him, mate. He hasn't even got his headphones on. He's eating his apple. He's junk it already.
Hoeing into that apple.
How's it taste?
He wouldn't know.
It's crispy.
Look at this.
Sorry?
How's it taste?
Nice, actually.
You always go, I've never seen you eat a green apple. Why do you always go red?
Pink lady.
What do you mean? Is that...
Hang on,
is
he's
that
got, he's, you've got to leave him to put his headphones on, Clarky.
Pink lady.
I love a pink lady apple, and they're beautiful, and they're bigger too.
Do you bring that from home, or do you get that out of the box here?
No, no, I bring these ones from home.
Okay.
So, haven't you noticed I bring my apple?
I see apple and banana, but
and banana.
I normally get, you know, we've got the box of fruit up the top.
Right.
Are they not pink ladies?
No.
Okay, I just eat those. That, no. They taste good. They're normally,
yeah, well,
they're
these
fresh.
Ones are nice. These ones are really good. They're very tasty, so I get, at the start of the week.
Like it.
Michelle buys me my little fruit box.
You get five apples, five bananas,
yep.
Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday, and I might throw an mandarin in there at some point.
Yeah, you're not a big eater. Yeah.
No, well, I try and stick clear of the pies and the sausage rolls. But, yeah, I love my fruit.
You love your mandarin. You go hard. You open that in here, it stinks the whole place out.
Well, I have... And you know the order I go in?
No, I don't.
I go a mandarin into the apple... Into the banana. So I'm a routine man around his fruit eating.
Oh my god! Oh, you know what we should have done? You know what we should have done?
Do.
We should have got Blocker.
Haven't you ever noticed?
We should have got Blocker to try the thing to see if he's going to be alive for another 10 years or not.
Do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. So what was your theory? This is at the start of the show this morning. As we're coming on air at 5:30, Loz is standing in the studio on one leg.
Yeah. I heard it and on radio. And apparently, if you're over 50 and you can't stand on your leg without wobbling...
How long are you standing for?
10 seconds.
Oh, that's easy.
Your life expectancy is not as long as what you think it's going to be.
It's 10 years or less.
Yeah.
So, if you're wobbly boot after 50, you're dying under 10 years.
Where are you reading this
stuff? I reckon
that
is absolute junk. That can't be true.
I discover this type of thing. I always read. I'm a reader. I'm a researcher.
This isn't official medical advice just for our listeners.
Sounds like this
is
one of your Google researches.
This is an L Daily theory.
If you're 95, I mean,
yeah, you get to 105. Oh, if you haven't got, you get to go longer than that.
Well, you can, but I just tried it today just to see where I'm at. That's all.
Okay.
But I was wobbling a little bit.
Well, it means you might only have 15 left. 20.
Oh, no, I've got a lot more in me.
I actually reckon you're making 100.
I've got more to give. I'm not going yet.
I like it.
By the way, our morning boys, Laurie, have a great holiday. Got a multi for Saturday for you. Randwick Race 5, number 2, and Race 9, number 1. All win from Duffy, your biggest supporter.
Thanks, Duff.
So you can write those down. And g'day, boys. The Thursday segment with Blocker. Makes me feel like I'm having knockoff beers on a Friday arvo. Double that up with a punter's pedal on a Friday. Makes it the longest wait until the weekend you can have. Cheers, Kieran from Canberra. Are we ready for tomorrow?
Well, I think I'm excited. I'm excited because there's a lot of unknowns with Block. And I think once he gets in and wakes up, you know what? I might bring him a Red Bull. I might just bring a bit of an energy booster.
If I can say this about Block, all right? He's very random. And he's got... plenty of ideas.
Can't wait.
And he'll bring energy. So you mightn't talk a lot of sport tomorrow.
Mm, that's good.
But I don't know what exactly he'll talk about.
I've got a dinner tonight. I'm going to have a few drinks. So I could be a little... I'm going to wear red shoes tomorrow.
You have to.
In preparation for what's to come, I'm just going to get loose with him.
Yeah. I can guarantee your Block will be loose tomorrow.
I don't think you can calm him down. I think you just got to go with him.
I've tried.
Yeah. And I'm not telling him stop.
No, don't get in the
don't
middle.
Say that, Block.
Don't get in
no
the
way.
Trying to tell Blocker to calm down.
No, let's let him loose, I reckon. Love it.
Blocker tomorrow for the full show. Looking forward to it. Of course, Head of Origin on Sunday night as well. We've got Shane Crawford, Hawthorn champion, coming up shortly. And no doubt we'll break down. Well, Jordan DeGoey at Collingwood was yesterday granted personal leave after his Bali trip furore, where he was given a suspended $25,000 fine for the club. So he's out of the match against GWS on Sunday. Now, coming up soon as well, shortly, we're going to speak with Kezzy Apps. Of course, the New South Wales captain ahead of the Women's Origin, which is tomorrow night in Canberra at GIO Stadium. And Queensland are going for three in a row. It was 8-6 actually last year. Queensland won 8-6. But Kezzy Yap certainly got plenty of a Dragons teammates in that New South Wales side. So they'll be fired up to get a victory there tomorrow night and ensure that Queensland doesn't win three in a row. I think since it's been labelled State of Origin in the women's, the New South Wales won the first two, Queensland the last two. So essentially two all. So
might be too cold for the Queenslanders tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, in the nation's capital.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice and chilly. Hopefully there'll be a lot of people get down there and support the women's State of Origin game. It's a great contest. Last year, very close, very exciting game. And New South Wales, I know, were disappointed to lose that game. Hopefully they can turn the tables tomorrow night.
It's going to a two-game series next year as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Eventually we'll get to three.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot of expansion going on generally, isn't there, in the NRLW, 6 to 10 teams, and now Origin getting more matches. So that is good news. In fact, we've got her on the line now, the captain of the New South Wales Women's Origin team, Kezzy Apps. Kezzy, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on the show. And, just looking with the NRLW and players, I guess, are becoming more familiar with each other and rivalries are emerging now that you're a few years into that competition. Does this match have potentially, well, could it have the potential, Kezzy, to even have a bit of niggle about it? Will there be much chat on the field amongst the girls considering the rivalries that are now emerging?
100%. That's Origin for you. And, you know, we've obviously, all of us have grown up loving Origin, watching the men. And I think it's just like instilled in us from a younger age. And I know for me, personally, my family, Origin night was obviously like a family night. We'd all, order pizza or something like that and just watch the footy. So it's definitely something that a lot of the girls carry on from that all the way through. And now we've got our own opportunity to have our own rivalry and our own, that mate versus mate, that little hatred you have against Queensland as a New South Wales person. So it's definitely, it does get a bit fiery, and you've probably seen that the last couple of years. There was a few, a bit of push and shove here and there, but it's such a great campaign to be a part of, and I just absolutely love being able to represent New South Wales.
And why are you confident, Kezzy, that you can stop Queensland from winning three straight years in a row?
Obviously, I have to be really confident. And definitely, I was confident last year as well. It's just a few factors didn't go our way last year. And it was a disappointing way to finish that last couple of minutes of the game. But new year, new venue down here in Canberra. New weather, I should say. and a new team. So it's really exciting. We've gelled really well, and we've been training so well. And we got here down in Canberra on Monday, and it's been really great so far. And the girls seem really calm, and I just feel like everyone knows their role. And if everyone can, execute their role and just worry about themselves, and it'll come. We just got to be really patient.
I know we laugh about the weather, Kezzy, but have you spoken about that as a group? Because you do have to change the way you play when you play on that type of surface at night.
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's just going to have to, we'll have those discussions when it comes, because it could be dry, or it could be wet and dewy from being so cold, or it could be a bit windy and it could be a little bit drier. So it all depends on what's going to happen on the night. But, we trained over an afternoon the other night, and it was a little bit wet, which I guess will help us moving forward as well for Friday night. So we sort of adjusted on the run there as well. So, it's definitely going to play a part, but Origin, anywhere, anytime. We're excited just to be able to have the opportunity to play. So it'll be a really good game.
Kezzy, how have the debutantes been? And I'm sure they're nervous. What are some of the more senior girls said to them? And must bring that extra excitement as well, having some new faces in the camp.
Yeah, it is definitely really exciting to have some new faces around the camp. And I guess we've been lucky enough to have the NRLW as well. So obviously they've been in those sort of professional systems before. And I guess coming into Origin and coming around, the best athletes in New South Wales, I feel like they just go to that next level as well, and they're learning and they're just, you know, taking it all in, and just really, you know, privileged and happy just to be around all the girls. So I feel like they've, yeah, they've slotted in so well. And as I said, the NRLW has really helped with that professional space and getting the girls already sort of having in their own little routines on how they prepare for a game.
Obviously, you know, you would have spoken about the fact that the last couple of years you haven't won and Queensland have come away the victors. What have you taken out of those games that you look back on and reflect on and think, gee, they did that better than us and this is what we're going to do better than them tomorrow night?
Yeah, I feel we didn't take our opportunities when it presented itself. And you can't do that in those high-level games. You don't get many opportunities. So as soon as those opportunities came, we've got to really execute it. So I feel that's where we were lacking last year. In a few key moments of the game, we just, yeah, either didn't finish off a kick or we just a few, you know, drop balls or just took the wrong options, basically. So hopefully, you know, we've done a lot of work. We've got, you know, amazing people in our coaching staff who's like obviously helped us in that area as well, and just obviously making ourselves aware of it and making sure we are looking up and doing all those little things, even though in those high pressure games you can sort of a lot of things go out the window and it does come down to a lot of effort and attitude plays. But yeah, I guess just being a bit more you know, mindful of that and just taking a breath and just staying calm as much as possible.
Must be great to look around and see so many of your Dragons teammates in the side as well.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, it's obviously good and I'm obviously proud of the girls of how obviously they've played all year and then they get this opportunity off the back of it. So they're the ones who've done all the hard work. And, yeah, it's obviously nice to see some familiar faces, even though obviously I've been around a long time, so I pretty much know all the girls. they call me like a grandma. But, but yeah, it is great to see all the Dragons girls here.
Yeah, and obviously being captain, Kezzy, and Clarkey, was speaking before about, you know, leadership is very important in any group, and you get around and talk to those, you know, younger, you know, girls in the squad. But how important is it for you as a captain, not only to do that, but not to lose focus on what your role is in the team?
Yeah, and I guess everyone, you know, everyone leads their side differently and things like that. And for me, I just, you know, want to make sure everyone's comfortable because, you know, they're going to play their best footy when they're comfortable and they feel, you know, like they belong and that everyone around them, they're in that safe space. And that's where I guess you're going to get the best out of them on the field with off the field, is that's how they feel. So I guess I don't change too much, to be honest. I obviously talk when I need to. I've got some great leaders in this side as well. We've got Millie, we've got Izzy, Samima, Hannah. We've got some really great leaders and girls in our side that it makes my job really easy, to be honest. So yeah, it's just a really great team to be a part of for myself, and obviously honoured to wear that captain's, but have that C next to my name. But I'm just really lucky that I've got great girls around me.
How are you feeling generally, Kezzy, about the trajectory of the women's game? The fact we've got expansion coming up, we've got Origin going to two matches from next season. What other improvements are you looking for?
Just before that, I remember, sorry, Laurie gave me my first Origin jersey back in 2014.
Oh, I love that.
Here you go.
Jersey presentation at Narrabeen.
Don't worry, he's been spruiking about it, Kezzy, in here as well. He reminded us before you come on.
I'm sure.
Low key I am, Kezzy.
What was his message, Kezzy?
Oh, God, that was a long time ago. This is my ninth jersey.
No, we don't listen to him either, Kezzy. Don't worry about that. We take no notice of what he says in here.
Kezzy, you know there's a saying, respect your elders?
Not in here.
You're going backwards anyway.
Oh, so cool.
It was a special moment for me, but I still really remember that one, so thanks, Laurie.
No worries at all, Kez.
And I now forget your question.
No, just on the trajectory of the women's game, the fact you're expanding in the NRLW, what, four more teams coming in, next year we'll be playing two Origins. How satisfied are you with, and just the players generally, about, you know, the emergence of aspects around the game and where it's headed?
Oh, look, it is exciting and it is obviously a positive move for the women's space, but I generally fear it, to be honest. I feel like 14 next year is a little bit too much for what the game can sort of handle. Obviously, we want to... This is just my personal opinion, by the way. I guess that we don't want to lose the product that we've built. So I guess adding another four more teams, trying to find girls to fill them, basically, and whether or not girls will move teams who are already in their six teams at the moment. So, and then obviously they've got the Tasha Gale girls, the under-19s girls coming through, which is fantastic, and their product is, like, amazing. But needing, obviously, a few more senior players in those sort of set sides. So I'm not sure how that's going to go. So... it's great for the game that there's going to be an extra four teams. But, yeah, as I said, I do see that the product hopefully doesn't dilute too much and it's not going to be a few blowouts in different teams. And I think two would have been fantastic, would have been great, and then two the next year. But I don't make the rules. But anyways, it is great. It is so good for the game and it's so good that they're investing that in our game, and it's obviously more opportunities for girls to play and for girls to see that there are those opportunities, especially in those clubs like Raiders, in an area where obviously there hasn't been, you know, too much footy, and those girls who come through, from Tasha Gale, they're obviously thinking they just have to go through Tasha Gale and then have to find another club. So obviously they've got Raiders there. Sorry, I was just trying to get out of the way. I thought I'm in the hotel somewhere, and someone was about to come through, but they're not. So I'm just stuck in a corner at the moment.
It's all good.
But it is exciting, as I said. And then two origins, I feel it should have just gone straight to three or stayed at one. Two's a bit. What do you guys think?
Good. Two? I agree. You got to have a third, don't you? What if it's one all?
Exactly. So
scissors, paper, rock to see who wins the series. Yeah. It's got to go to a third game, surely.
Paper, rock.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Where else are you going to win? You're going to go two skippers, go rightio, one all, scissors, paper, rock to see who wins the series.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a
one all. Yeah. No way.
Just go rock, mate.
Yeah. So
I'm for three.
Obviously, again, great for the expansion and great that they're thinking about it and wanting to put more games on, but in reality, and it doesn't really make sense, to be honest, you either, as I said, only have one or just go three. So hopefully next year if they have two, then the year after they might hopefully go three.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're a South Coast girl, Kezzy, but I'm assuming you'll have family, you know, coming up.
All of Bega coming.
Yes. I was going to say, who's asked for more tickets, you or Millie?
No. None of my friends or family have asked for tickets, to be honest.
Oh, you've done well there then.
I've just said, come on, guys, support women's game and buy some tickets.
Millie will have a few there, though, too, wouldn't she?
Yes, she will. And we've got a few people, a few teachers from our high school are coming up,
yep.
Which is pretty cool. So, obviously, Millie and I went to the same high school and they're all coming up. I've got so many people and I'm so excited. It's literally down the road from me. It's 2 hours down the road. Yeah. So it's a great, it's been great for me personally, being able to have a lot of my family and friends who haven't been able to come to some games, being able to travel up and make a weekend of it.
Well, I hope it's a very happy night for you and your teammates, Kezzy. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Kez.
Yeah, good luck. Kezzy Apps, the captain of the New South Wales Women's Origin side. The market with Tab, their slight favourites, the Blues, $1.78. Queensland, $2.05. Skinny line, 1.5. New South Wales, the minus. We win tomorrow night. Have the double. Have the women tomorrow night.
The girls
night,
into the men.
The boys Sunday night. Nice. Yeah. Have the double.
Oh, it'd be nice.
Money for Jim.
We need the bragging rights, we don't.
Should have done that. I've already had my bet.
Well, if I was in charge of the multi, it would be something I would probably do.
No.
But I'm not in charge of the multi anymore. I handed over the bat and the blocker.
Oh, my God.
Well, now you're looking like you're disappointed.
Of course I'm disappointed. What happens if blocker comes in and has a win?
Yeah, that's not going to be fun.
That's not going to be fun. It's not going to help my cause.
Well, I guess the advantage you'll have is everyone will have a week to get over it.
Yeah, you get
I'll forget about it, you reckon?
We won't let you forget.
Whoever does the multi next Friday, then you've got some concerns if they win as well. If Blocker wins, and then the following Friday when we're off, if they win, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah, if they win two while I'm away.
Oh, you're in deep trouble, yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. You can't afford both. Even if Block wins, a week's a long time in radio.
Yeah, I'm hoping Blocker wins.
But you don't want the following Friday to get up. Who's going to do it? Bulldog might do it.
Oh, I'd be confident of beating him.
Imagine Bulldog gets up with the multi. He would never live it down.
Pterodactyl.
Gee, they got a good side, the New South Wales team. Emma Tonegato and Millie Ball, they were joint winners of the Dally M.
Yeah.
So they're in the side. Yeah, Jess Sergis, Isabel Kelly, who dominated in the centres for the strike. Roosters as well. They got plenty of strike, obviously. Kezzy Apps, the captain in the back row.
Who's the coach of the Blues?
Kylie Hilda. Mm.
Well, what about Jamie Saub? Was the assistant? No. He got COVID.
Oh, really?
Yes. So there was some concern that that could have ripped through the whole team, but he didn't arrive into camp, so he had it the day before. But they still had to be tested and not separated, but they had to be really careful for those 24, 48 hours because they'd been together for a while, in and out, but to go into camp. But Jamie Soward was an assistant there, but he's had to pull out through COVID.
Give us a call, 1353 53. Jamie Rogers, morning to you again.
Yeah, good morning, guys, and good morning to all of our listeners. Boys, some disappointing news for Shayna Jack coming out of the World Swimming Champs at Budapest. She has been forced to withdraw from the competition. She slipped around the warm-up pool, and she says she's then fractured her hand. So she is going for official x-rays just to confirm the extent of the injury, but she said straight away that she knew that she had broken it. And it was disappointing because it was just before the 100-meter freestyle heats, and she was tipped to win gold in that event. She's already done really well at this meet. She's had two medals, a gold and a silver, both in the free. One was in the 100-meter freestyle, really. The other one was the mixed relay. But she said, look, she's really proud of what she's achieved so far. She's come this far, and to be able to medal is amazing. And she said she will now turn her attention on the Commonwealth Games because they aren't sure if she will be able to compete. It is only a month away, but I guess she'll know more off the back of her x-ray results. But she's back in the pool already doing a kicking session. So let's hope that her redemption story can continue and that she can make a comeback at the Commonwealth Games.
And what's going on with Jordan DeGoey at Collingwood, JR?
Yeah, we have been talking about this a lot over the past few days. And, boys, he has taken some indefinite personal leave, so we won't see him take on GWS this weekend. And this is all off the back of his $25,000 suspended fine for what Collingwood described as disrespectful behaviour in Bali. And former Collingwood president Eddie Maguire has said, look, DeGoey is now basically going to be on parole at the club, not just for this season, but for the rest of his career, so that he has the chance to rewrite the narrative around him so that he stops having so much negative press surrounding his off-field behaviour. But he did say that Collingwood will rally around him, give him another chance to be able to prove himself back in the arena.
Okay, what else is going on around the traps?
Boys, Diego Maradona. Now, we've obviously spoke about this at the time back in 2020 when he sadly passed away. And last year, some reports were emerging that the medical staff that treated him were facing some criminal allegations, and they will actually now stand trial. So that's come out this morning. Eight of the staff who were linked to his care, they are all being charged for criminal negligence. So this all came because he was given home hospitalisation after he had brain surgery. And it's reported that that was not the right move. So this team are all facing sentences between 8 and 25 years. Now, they obviously all deny any responsibility, but it's going to be really interesting to watch this case unfold.
Okay, thanks so much, Shay. I'll be back with the news at 9 o'clock. Just some more news around Clubland this week as well in the NRL. Tom Opacic at the Eagles. He's off to Hull Kingston Rovers on a 3-year deal from next year. So he joins Isaiah Papali'i, Murata Neokore, Reed Marnie and Oregon Kafusi amongst those who will be leaving the Eels at the end of the season. At your old club, the Raiders, Loz, so they're on the verge of re-signing 25-year-old hooker Zach Woolford, who's been a great story there in the nation's capital, who he's eventually, I guess, filled the void left by the injured Josh Hodgson. Of course, Hodgson's off to the Eels at the start of next season as well. So Zach Woolford, the son of one of your old teammates.
Yeah, that's a great signing for Canberra, and Zach's done a remarkable job, and no coincidence that the Raiders have turned their form around since the inclusion of Zach. He starts the game and Tom Starling finishes it, gives good service, good defender. And it's good to see a mature age player who's played and plied his trade in the lower grades getting another opportunity to show people what he's capable of doing. So I'm really happy for Zach, and hopefully they'll be able to come to a deal, an agreement sooner rather than later. And with the Broncos, you know, they have handed Branko Lee a release at the end of this season. So there's some talk that he'll end up at the Dolphins. So, of course, he played in Wayne Bennett's Origin team back in 2020 when they won.
Yeah, when they weren't expected
to win.
Yeah,
when they weren't expected to win. So it looks as though he's going to be released from his contract, and that'll be a signing for the Dolphins as well.
And we'll have Robbie Slater in here tomorrow. No Mossy today, having a little rest. So Robbie here tomorrow, and Sydney FC star Milos Ninkovic, well, he is leaving. The 37-year-old won 3 championships and an FFA Cup there in his 7 seasons at the Sky Blues, had 2 Johnny Warren medals as well, and reports suggest he's going to end up at the Wanderers. So that won't please Sydney FC fans, who he's a beloved figure there at the Sky Blues, is Milos Ninkovic. So we'll speak to Robbie about that tomorrow. But we have Mark on the line. Morning, Mark.
Morning, boys and girls. How are we all?
We are great this Thursday morning. Yourself?
Oh, mate, awesome. Just driving through Kalongalook at the moment in New South Wales, heading down south.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
What are you up to there? What's the trip for?
Oh, man, I drive trucks. I take boats down all around the country. Darwin, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney. Yeah, and, mate, what a great job. Get paid to see the country. And whenever I'm in New South Wales, I also get to listen to you boys.
Oh, great stuff, Mark. Appreciate it. Yeah. What have you got for us this morning?
Mate, a couple of points. First of all, I'm a Queenslander, but what a great interview with Kezzy. That was so good this morning.
She's a lovely girl. Man, great player. Better person. She's been a real trailblazer too for the women's rugby league. And she's a dynamic back rower.
Pretty honest, wasn't she, about her comments around the future of the female game as well, being protective of not going too hard too early to protect it. Mm. I thought that was very honest.
But I think the leaders of the game should be able to voice those sorts of comments.
100%, yes. I agree, 100%. She's the right person to have her say, and you'd be disappointed if the NRL wasn't speaking to someone like that.
Mm.
Herself, Ellie, all that from up Brisbane way, absolutely. Like, get their points, what they think. Like, in regards to this 2 games for Origin, that's just, But, no, it was really good. Second point is, when Blocker was on earlier this morning, was him and Loz giving each other big cuddles and slaps on the bums when they were talking about you. Oh,
they do it every week.
I could really feel the love while I'm driving.
Oh, well, what do you reckon on Sunday, Mark?
And I had 28-22 Queensland last week, so that was 6 points different.
Yep.
That's what we got. We got a 6 point different. It wasn't that high. But in all honesty, this is going with my head, not with my heart. I still think that the Queensland will get up, and I do believe it will be a nice little historical 3 sweep.
Ooh.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Billy Slater gets a 3-0 in his first season of charge, it won't be probably in the same folklore as the famous Freddie series in 95, but I think I said earlier this week, he's
Fatty
standing.
Series.
Yeah, Fatty's.
Yep.
Fatty's 95, wasn't it? With
Queensland.
When he had all the non-Super League players in that series.
Oh, it'll be up there.
He would be up there if he could win 3-0.
Yeah.
Gosh, it'd be a nightmare.
Mel's, when he first started the charge back in 2006.
Can we not even say that out loud?
Yeah, what are we doing talking about Queensland? Oh, sorry, Mark, I know you're a Queenslander, mate, but this is too much Queensland talk.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Good on you, mate. Travel safely.
Go the Blues, Mark. Where are you taking those boats as well?
Clarky might need a curry. You're going to need a few.
He sidetracked us there, Mark.
Yeah, he set us up.
He set us up good to talk about Queensland.
We're talking about losing 3-0. Blokes just told me we're going to win the second game.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Yes. Good on you. Call again. By the way, as a texty morning man, what were Gowie's golf tips? Well, we've got the women's PGA as well this week, and he's tipping Nelly Korda, who's $10 with Tab, And he likes Jennifer Kupko as well, who's a $34 chance. And in the Travellers Championship on the PGA Tour, he's tipping Sung Jae Im, $29. His roughies Joel Darman, who went pretty good in the US Open last week, he's a $51 chance. And his top Aussie's Jason Day, who's $51 to win the tournament or $3 in the top Aussie market. And Gowie flying last week for anyone who followed him, because he tipped, well, his two tips in the US Open were Patrick Cantlay and Matt Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick obviously won it. It was a $26 chance. And his top Aussie was Mark Leishman, who shared that honour along with Adam Scott. And when you're tipping winners in golf tournaments, you're going pretty well. So well done to Gowie and anyone who followed him. And Chicken Chow Min Jack is on the line. G'day, Jack.
G'day, Mido, Clarkie, Loz. Actually, Loz, I should call you, what's her name? Sheila from Getaway. What's her name that goes on all the holidays? Katrina Roundtree.
Mate, I don't go on holidays.
Nah, he's done well, actually, this year.
He's a work. I'll give you that, Loz. You're a soldier.
Mate, I am a soldier.
We haven't had any holidays, have we? For 3 years.
For 3 years. COVID. That's been our holiday.
On that Matty John show, he looked like we have no net. But anyway.
Well, tell you what,
listen,
Jack.
To Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you come in here one morning.
Chicken Chow Brad Pitt.
And let me assess you. Let me attack your features.
We're full twin. Don't worry. I'm actually working in French Forest at the minute. I'm laying tiles upside down. Everything's going good.
Beautiful.
Get in the studio.
They let me in tomorrow. I'll be a sidekick with Blocker.
Yeah, yeah, good. Perfect.
Oh, you'll be wild tomorrow, Block.
Mate, it's like you're just sitting at the pub just dribbling. You're a good man.
Champion.
I love it. A bit like myself.
Please.
Hey, Kezzy Gaps was good. I know that the boat dealer bloody just stole me thunder, but she was good.
She was. She's a good girl, good player. And
she'll be better if they win.
Yeah, she will be.
Hey, Clarky.
Hey, yeah.
Your horse.
Yeah.
If it eventually goes any good, get to the breeding barn like Dahl or Godolphin, I reckon the next like its offspring could be De Goey out of Pretty Wild. You know? I knew you
might
that one.
Oh, jeez.
I've been with that all morning.
You write that down?
Yeah. I dead set wrote it down on tiles.
Oh, my God.
Is that it, Chicken? Well, it's Kyle Jemison playing tonight, by the way. New Zealand are playing England.
He'll be in.
I don't know when that is. He'll get a Michelle.
Ah, they got another test, don't they?
Yeah, they're playing tonight.
Last test.
Third test.
Headingley, I reckon.
He'll get a David Pfeiffer.
Lock him in.
Yeah.
Can he bat?
Of course he can bat.
No. What number? Is he 11?
He's probably at 9, I don't know.
Okay. That's not bad. You know your cricket. Who's the next up-and-coming star around the world?
Oh, don't even give him
the opportunity. Let him tell us.
The Sri Lankan. The little fella.
Oh, the guy who made 100.
Yeah, he makes brilliant naan bread as well.
Rightio, Chicken. Bye-bye. Thank you for the call this morning.
Loz, I told you. Why do you even give him that opportunity?
We should have got rid of him. We gave him too much.
You gave him 10 metres.
I did.
What are you doing?
He was cheating. He got in front of the ref.
Mate, he's always offside, Chicken.
He's always offside, yeah.
About that. What are you looking at there, Mido?
I'm looking at this. We're in a unofficial test, this Australia A side against Sri Lanka A.
Mm-hmm.
And Stumps on, I think it's day two. Yeah, day two. Sri Lanka they made 9 for 330 declared. We were rolled for 254, but we got them 2 for 27. And just having a look, well, Scott Boland and Mark Steckerty both taking 4 wickets.
Quicks.
For the Aussies. The batting, though, Jimmy Pearson, 67 not out. A lot of 20s and 30s I'm looking at there outside of that, except for Nick Maddison, got a globe, as we'll roll for 254, and Sri Lanka 2 for 27 at Stumps, Steckerty, and John Holland. There's a name I hadn't heard for a while around the Australian.
John Holland? I thought he'd retired.
Didn't you pick? You would have had him on an Indian tour. No, okay, right?
No. After my time.
Okay.
But he did play. He's played he might have played a couple of tests.
I think
he's
Sri Lanka.
Hey, did you see that there's another competition, Loz? It's called the 60. Did you see that?
In the Caribbean.
The
60 balls?
60 balls, only 6 batsmen.
Cricket is being massacred.
What are we doing?
This fast food rubbish.
What are we doing?
60 balls, only 6 batsmen.
Yeah, and the fans can vote in for like a power over. Or a power, something like that.
Right. So,
60 balls, six batsmen.
It's a different sport.
I don't know how you how many balls per over.
So
I don't
you've
know
got
all
a wicket keeper, so you can change wicket keeper after every every over. I suppose.
I don't know how many fielders. Only six batsmen, but are you allowed your one bowler and 10 fielders? Bowler keeper 9 fielders. I don't know what that rule is.
Only in the West Indies.
Caribbean, you get away with
murder.
I
wonder how they came up with that.
Don't know. A couple of rumbos, I reckon, for sure. Gailey.
Yep.
Gailey's like, mate, I don't want to play 20 overs. I've got 60 balls
60
in me. I think Gailey's the face of it, actually.
I reckon that's what's happened. He's just said, let's shorten it right up.
I'm getting older.
Fans will vote for the timing of a mystery-free hit where a batter can't be dismissed by the bowler.
Can't be dismissed. Well...
How good's that? Well, can't get Chris, our first ball.
Well, as soon as Chris Gayle comes in, that's what they'll do. They'll just say, mate, you're not getting out. You have a free hit.
Go for it. First ball, get off the mark with a six.
Yep. Or if you're captain, you just make that decision.
Definitely.
Well, I know the fans vote. Fans, that's
I'll
right,
tell
fans.
Your mum and dad to ring in. Dad, send a text so I can't get out first ball.
Mate, how ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
You know what? In 10 years' time, this is probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to cricket.
The new 2020. Oh, my God.
Now, just a reminder that we're on holidays next week. Loz is on holidays as of about 4.5 minutes.
And counting.
So we'll be back Monday week.
I'm going to miss you guys.
So Ryan Phelan stepping into the chair with JR as well next week, and there'll be a rolling rotation of guest hosts, co-hosts. So the show goes on as normal, Heroes and Villains Monday, etc. Post-Origin. You'll have a huge wrap with the team next week. We'll be back Monday week. But Dave Stanley will be here. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, morning, boys. How is he? The great man.
How do you think he is? He walked in today.
I know.
Loud and proud, counting. 3 hours, 2 hours 45, hour 30. Counting it down.
Well, I have been in his presence when he has been in holiday mode. And doesn't he just start, you know...
Find energy. I lift, Dave. I lift.
He's saying hello to everyone in the office. You know, people he doesn't usually talk to. G'day, mate. How are you? Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, beautiful day outside.
As we walked out for the 8:30 news break, he did look at me and say, you know what? I might even crack a beer. At 8:30 a.m. with 30 minutes still to go, he wanted a beer in
That's
studio.
That's vintage, Loz. That is vintage. I'll tell you what, it'll go quick though, Loz, the week.
Oh, I know, Dave.
You'll be
know.
In the horrors Monday week. Geez, it'll be flat, won't he, Middo? You'll be trying to drive the show. And,
and what about this story? Don't worry about that.
You haven't even gone on holidays yet. I'm not thinking about that.
Oh, that's outstanding. Hey, boys, yesterday we mentioned that on the show we were trying to find a winner. Well, we had Tommy Berry get the chocolates at Canterbury yesterday, and also Sterling Alexo. And today, going to chat with Joe Pride, Paul Snowden, Bjorn Baker, Will Friedman, and Chris Roots and Jock Gallotti. So a big Thursday. Racing today, the only New South Wales racing today is at Gosford on the Central Coast. So we'll try and find some winners for there. Plus, we'll look at this meeting on Saturday at Randwick. And what barrier did you draw, pup? Race four, number 11. C. Waller, Cathy O'Hara. Okay, we'll have to keep a watch on. What price is it, Mitt? I haven't even checked the price.
$4.40. They've backed one in the race. They've backed the Pekari Kari, the Bryce Hayes horse.
Oh, it's a jet.
We went up $6 at tab, and they smashed it straight away.
Yeah.
And it's been backed into favourite. It is, I've got the market here, it's into $3.90, whereas Pretty Wild opened a $4.60 chance. Touch $4.20, now $4.40. So it's third favourite, and there's the Gay Waterhouse runner, Adrian Bottle runner, Huesca.
Yeah.
It went up favourite at $3.60, now $4. So they're in the market.
It's actually a pretty hot race, isn't it? That horse, Pekari Kari, Bryce Hayes, it won at Gosford last start. Nash went there for one ride. I don't know if you guys managed to see the replay, but he didn't even move on it. The sectionals were off the charts as well. And Nash got off and said, you know, this is going to be winning a lot better than benchmark races. So, Pup, if you can be competitive in a race like that, much to the disgust probably of Laurie who's sitting beside you, you've got a nice horse, a really nice horse on you.
I like it.
So, I know it's winter form, but, yeah, it's...
fingers crossed,
that's
yes.
That's a good little hot race.
Go to a maiden straight to Saturday grade. I mean, with his first horse, I mean, it is pretty sickening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're on my team now.
I just thought about it and thought,
I know.
This boat's first horse. First horse. Maiden, near is in a Saturday race. Yeah. And I would be doing handstands.
Yeah. Yesterday, I wasn't truthful. When Laurie said was like death riding, I didn't actually know the horse was in because I was in Adelaide. But
now
was a bit the same afterwards, pup, just because, you know, the three of us, we would love to have a horse racing at Randwick on Saturday. And
mate, we've been in horses before that have just quite failed to get to the track.
Listen to you three. Cry me a river. And tough life for you three.
And old Puff's
so
just
tough.
Puff's just like, oh, yeah. Like, mate, come on.
Mate,
if you don't want to go, pup, can you put the? Why don't you actually change the name in the guide to L. Daly, G. Middleton, and D. Stanley is your ownership? We'll go along. We'll be there
100%
driving it.
I'll tell you what, Dave.
I'll be cheering her on. Don't worry about that.
As I've said to Pup before, if she turns out to be a star, won't we be hobnobbing it when we go to the races 100. With her?
Right. 100. Boys, enjoy your Thursday. I actually enjoy your holiday, Loz. Where are you off to?
Thank you very much, DS. Going to New Zealand, mate, actually.
Oh, you're going back home?
Yeah.
See the rallies?
Going to see the rallies, mate. Spend a bit of time over there. You know what it's like.
Well, enjoy, mate. When's Bulldog going to produce that Warriors coaching story about you?
Oh, he'd probably produce it next Thursday. I'm going
beautiful.
For a secret.
He's just looking at property.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Looking at a 9 better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. Have a good day, boys.
Good on you, DS.
Enjoy your day, Bino.